This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Quite a large factory there. In fact, there are two big industries.
I thought they were in Kansas.
Hershey.
No. Yeah, their plant operations are in Kansas City, and they're moving that, I guess. That's what's going to be moved. And right. So the interesting thing is, you know, when you think of the, when we, you hear so much talk about the tariffs and the tariffs and. Here's a number that I found, talk about seeing something that I found really interesting and startling. The EU tariffs will add $2,200 to the cost of every motorcycle. Now, if you think about it, if you buy a $6,000 motorcycle and then you add another $2,200 onto it, that's now puts it in a different category of motorcycle. Now you're
is that
at
how much
8,
a motorcycle?
200.
I thought some of those Harleys were like $20,000.
They can be. They start. The only reason I know this is because I was at the Harley store in Pennsylvania. My friend has a bulldog charity, and bulldogs and Harleys go well together. And the Harley store helps do. They do a lot of Harley's a great company. They do a lot of charitable works and stuff like that. So, but the starting bikes are $6,000-ish. And then you're right, they go all the way up to, could be $27,000.
Yeah, but a lot of people buy those $6,000 bikes because it's cheaper than buying a car, so that's
it's
their
an entry
of,
level Harley.
Transportation. Right. Yeah,
and they also want to own a Harley.
Yeah, true. Right. And so when you add $2,000, that's quite a lot for someone who can
all
only
right,
afford
so
$6,000.
Let's turn this around a little bit. One of the initiatives as the new, are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20 milligram tablets for $2. That's a savings of $40 a dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or you can call 800-601-0310, 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
Brian! I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it!
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people!
Are you breaking up with me? On a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun! Maybe we should stay together!
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Hey guys, it's Victoria from the DJV show, and I've been on the radio for a while now, and even though you can't see me, having a white smile is still super important. Like you, I want that bright white smile, and even though I don't drink coffee, I do love red wine, and that can definitely take its toll on your smile. Over the years, I've tried a lot of teeth whitening products. Those whitening strips can take 30 minutes to an hour to work. Well, guess what? There's actually a really quick and effective solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs, and it works in 5 minutes without messy strips or trays. Power Swabs swabs is clinically studied and uses a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent to lighten stains in just 5 minutes. You snap, swab, and smile, and in 5 minutes, coffee, smoking stains, red wine, it all starts to disappear. Power swabs remove stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs by calling 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard it here and get a 50% discount off the retail price. Dial 800-208-1797.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Probably after the hour. Today is National Stay Out of the Sun Day. Believe it or not, there's a national holiday devoted to staying indoors. National Stay Out of the Sun Day falls on July 3rd every calendar year and encourages us to give our skin a much-needed break from the sun and what is this year sweltering heat on the East Coast anyway and through the Midwest. Some wild thunderstorms last night through the Ohio Valley into Pennsylvania. Woof. The temperatures in the 90s to close to 100 everywhere from all the way up and down the coast. Doesn't make a difference whether you're in Florida, the Carolinas, Washington, where Kara is, New York, where Victoria is, and the New England area where I am. It's just damn hot. And the sunscreens, we've been talking about what to use for sunscreens. I guess I shouldn't sound like an expert on this because I'm not, because I've never used sunscreens. I've just used regular creams. I don't find my skin is bothered. I've been in the sun. Maybe I'm used to it because I've been in the sun all my life. Growing up on the farm, people tease me about my farmer tan every year. You look at my legs, looks like it's the North Pole. And the rest of me, my neck and my arms are all.
Use that SPF though. I know you think you may not need it, but even if you don't burn, I think you need to block some.
Absolutely.
Of those.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, if you go back to focusing on Sunday, the first sunscreens came to market as a result of an American airman, creating a formula that became copper tone, and then there was a Swiss chemistry student who went to market with Glacier Cream, inspired by a sunscreen he got while climbing on the Alps. That was in the 50s. Let's see, the Coppertone Girl, Joyce Ballantyne, the Coppertone Girl. Remember, didn't she have, she pulled down the strap of her little bottom?
No, it was her, it was her bikini bottom.
Yeah, right. Okay. And then the FDA regulated sunscreen on this date in 1978. Anyway, I think the more we remind people of this, because it is a time, this is, in some ways, people who have gone to the beach or the mountains or the lakes or wherever you go in the summertime for vacation, you are fabulously lucky because you have such warm weather. There's nothing better. I was talking earlier about fruits and how great it is to taste the just cold, crisp, fresh fruits. But I remember fondly as a kid, my next-door neighbor growing up had a cottage up on Newfound Lake in New Hampshire. And the water was to die for. It was fabulous. Go up there. I'd just go up overnight on a Saturday. And I think that's where I was instilled with the thought that someday success would be defined by me owning a little shack on a little lake in New Hampshire that I just go up to on Saturday night, get in a little rowboat, row out in the middle of the boat or the lake, and then come back and have a good night's sleep in a shack and come back the next day to the farm. There's something about that has always stayed in my mind. It's something that I've been thinking more lately, actually, in truth, about the water and being close to the water and what would happen if I ever decided I didn't want to be on the farm. I can't imagine that being the case. But there's an idyllic, and maybe it's just because I'm so hot I got heat stroke, but there's an idyllic image in my mind of having the first really great place I remember going to as a kid. My aunts had three little cottages down on the Cape, and we used to go down there all the time. And I drove down there not long ago and drove around where they were, and I was thinking, what a fabulous thing this would have been to have one of these things in the family, be able to go down there. And I think more than anything else, what I remember is there was a little corner store and a little corner shop a restaurant where you could smell the French fries and the clams cooking.
Yeah.
And that just sticks in my mind. That's the
clam bake.
Oh my God, that memory of the way it smells is just a fabulous thing. So anyway, we'll be here with you live tomorrow on the 4th of July. Hopefully you're going to have a great time with your family, and you'll be enjoying the weather. Be careful not to be out in the heat too much. I said to the girls, I have a story, and as soon as I said this, they all screamed, "Oh, I saw that story! I can't believe it!" So listen to this, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
Did we do trending? We didn't even do any trending stuff here.
No.
You know? All right, well, go ahead. You want to do a couple of trenders, Jen?
No, I'm going to do this. You. If you've got a story, I can do three or whatever you want.
All right. This supposedly psychic Japanese octopus.
That didn't take much convincing, huh, ladies?
Right.
That correctly predicted the outcome of all three of Japan's World Cup games so far.
Mm-hmm.
Has been chopped up and eaten.
Ugh. Oh, no. Now how are we going to figure out who's going to win?
I know.
Well, we already did.
Well, I guess he was wrong, and that was his punishment.
No,
right?
He didn't get... So, Japan played Belgium yesterday.
Tara, when I said this, she couldn't wait to tell this story.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Well, I've been watching the World Cup, and so Japan was winning against Belgium 2-0, and then Belgium came back in the second half and won 3-2. And so this octopus, it's Rabiot or Rabio, something like that. He had predicted that Japan would win for the first three games. And then the fisherman who caught the octopus and realized that it was psychic thought that his making money was more important and selling the octopus was more important than it predicting the games. And so he cut it up and sold it before the octopus predicted anything, and then they lost in a horrible way. So everybody was really upset.
How does an octopus predict things like that?
Well, okay, so he doesn't really, but they put him in a pool, and they put one flag on one team side, and they put the other flag on the other side, and whichever side the octopus went to was, you know, that was predicting who was going to win. But I guess he must have gone to Japan's flag every time, and they won. So.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right, so yeah, I don't know.
Sad ending.
We have the largest population of Brazilians in any one place in America outside of Brazil here in Framingham. We have, the last count, I think 5,400 Brazilians live in Framingham. So to get through after the game yesterday morning, the rest of the day, to get through downtown Framingham, forget it. You couldn't. The traffic was completely tight. They run around with their flags and their car. They're just like bananas. They go crazy. And they run around town, their pickup trucks, they're dragging boats through the street without any water. No, the boats aren't on. This is how crazy they get. The boats, this guy is dragging a boat behind his pickup truck, not on a trailer. He's just dragging the boat down the street. And, the boat's loaded with people who are all drunk, and it was like mayhem. Down there, these people are crazy. They don't do like the Bostonians. When the Bostonian teams win, they burn cars here. They celebrate by destroying things. You know, that is what happens oftentimes when you lose. But yes, they are geniuses. All right, let's have, speaking of geniuses, the fellow who developed MyPillow, Mike Lindell, is a genius. He's created a great American business, and you are the beneficiaries. If you're not resting well, if you are up and down at night and you can't get a good night's rest, if you haven't got a good pillow, you're not going to get a good night's rest. Jennifer can attest to that. Fix your pillow, your MyPillow, the way you want it. It has a patented fill that is unlike any other pillow. It's unique. And you can wash it, you can dry it, you can form it to fit the shape of your head and your neck, and therefore you will get a fabulous night's rest. MyPillow. Order them now. There's always a deal using the DJV code, 50% off whatever you buy, whether it's premium pillows, go-anywhere pillows, travel pillows, you name it. They got it 50% off. All the things, MyPillow.com. Go through the catalog and enjoy what you find. Get some new sleep gear from MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
Get the
ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's the DJB show, Victoria, Kara, Doug, with a focus on Ben Stiller. So why are we playing this song? Do you remember this song being at that gross moment in that movie Ben Stiller was in?
No, this is at the end of the movie. This is when everybody's dancing and singing at the end. Yeah.
Okay. What's the music when Cameron Diaz realizes that gross...
I don't know. Isn't there I don't think there is music, is there?
Isn't there?
I don't know.
Gross. That's a gross... It's just gross. Something About Mary is the movie. Ben Stiller's latest role has him advocating on behalf of refugees. He's been named a goodwill ambassador by the UN. Stiller's appointment comes on the heels of a trip he took to Guatemala, where he met with people who have been forced to flee their homes because of all the violence there. I don't know how many people realize what a mess Central America is. El Salvador, Guatemala, these areas down there, completely overrun with drug lords. They've been pushed out of Mexico, and they keep going south. So it's a mess down there. He said, quote, here in Guatemala, the families, including children that I met, experience fear and violence that's beyond imagination. They are vulnerable, have suffered immensely. They need help. So he added in the statement, there's never been a more compelling reason or a greater urgency to show solidarity and support for these refugees. So that's, he said, do I have diplomatic immunity? I'm sure he made reference to what the current political realities are when it comes
or does he want to just get a license plate on his car and he can park wherever he wants? It could be that too.
Yeah, it could be. All right, 25 past the hour, music time here on the DJB show. Beyonce, not new to things going wrong on stage, taking some tumbles in her high heels. Her hair's gotten stuck on a fan on stage.
That was unbelievable when that happened. She just kept singing. She was crouched down with the fan pulling her hair, and she kept singing.
Wow.
She's amazing. I've seen her in concert. She falls. She's in heels. It looks like she's going to break an ankle, but she keeps going.
Once again, demonstrated her fearlessness after a stage malfunction left her and Jay-Z stuck in the air. after ending his set with Jay on their On the Run 2 tour in Warsaw. The flying stage malfunctioned, leaving them stranded in midair. As the credits rolled behind them, fans were kind of confused by all this, continued cheering, "Hey!" taking photos until it became apparent something was wrong. As the house lights remained dim, Beyonce and Jay-Z were forced to vamp for the audience. Eventually, the stage crew appeared with a ladder, helped Beyonce take off her costume that featured a long train, and helped the couple down, bringing the show to a very unique end. That's the way it is.
I watched the video of this. It was just...
Really?
Yeah, it's almost funny. Yeah, but then things, you know, you think about it, it's like, wow, a lot can go wrong with intricate sets and stages that are flying through the air. And
you see some of this stuff that they, like Madonna's show, my God, the things that she does in her stage shows, woo! Very
Taylor Swift in her new tour, she has to get on a little shuttle, and they push her, and she slides underneath the stage from one end to another, and a lot can go wrong with that, too. Yeah, it's like being on a luge.
Yeah. All right, next up musically, Annie Lennox has made Chancellor of Scotland's Glasgow Caledonian University, first woman to occupy that post. It's a ceremonial thing. She was the voice of the Eurythmics. She said she was humbled and awed by her appointment. I love her music. I love this stuff.
She's awesome. I love her.
Oh, fabulous. She really is. Kind of a weird lady. I think I told you. She and Dave Stewart, who was her husband at one time, I don't remember. They were together at that wedding I went to when Uri Geller got remarried. And he was in an outfit. He looked just like Elton John, big glasses and a red polka dot suit that he was wearing. And she sat in the back of the room with us, and he was up front. She was very quiet, kind of a slight woman, and very much to herself. Not at all expressive. Exactly the opposite of Dave Stewart, which maybe that's what attracted him at first anyway. She became the chancellor, admitting that she'd never earned a degree. She could be considered an honorary graduate from the School of Life, she says now. She said she comes from a long line of hardworking Scots, grew up in an era when young women from working class backgrounds gained university degrees were rare as kangaroos in the Antarctic. See, I think that probably is why she's as quiet as she is. She knows she has talent, but she doesn't wear it on her sleeve, which I think is to her
humble
credit.
Humble Scotswoman.
Yes, right, exactly. Like all our humble Irish women that were around here on the DJV show, where it is 29 minutes after the hour.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. Alfa Romeo plans to add a new supercar to its lineup by 2022. It's expected to go head-to-head with car companies like Porsche and McLaren. It's called the 8C. The 8C will have a carbon fiber monocoque chassis, which is integrated into the vehicle's body and will have a twin-turbocharged mid-engine. It will have more than 700 horsepower and a 0-60 mile-an-hour time of under 3 seconds. To see the best deals on cars, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15%.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
He had a very excellent election.
President Trump says he's had a phone call with the Mexican president-elect Andrés Manuel López Obrador. The president saying he expects their relationship will be a very good one. The president also speaking yesterday about the process of choosing a new Supreme Court nominee to succeed Justice Anthony Kennedy, who announced his retirement last week.
During the morning, I interviewed and met with four potential
judicial justices of our great Supreme Court.
Reports are two of them were men, two of them were women. The president saying he plans to meet with two or three more potential nominees before making a decision over the next few days. The White House says Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will sit down again with North Korea's Kim Jong-un, heading out on July 5th for those talks in North Korea. And this is USA Radio News.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I feel like a whole new person.
Disclaimer, you will not become a whole new person. This is impossible. You might be able to join a gym or diet program, buy a new wardrobe, get hair implants, but your DNA and physical form will remain the same. Geico waives any and all liability if you attempt to become a new person, except a cyborg. If you choose to become a half-human, half-cybernetic organism with lasers for eyes, the Geico legal team would be cool with that, because, quote, laser eyes are pretty sweet. Pew, 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 end quote.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay.
Hey!
So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach?
Hey!
Because Hotels.com lets me do me.
Hey!
And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people.
Hey!
Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Four after the hour now in the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, working our way through stories that are important to you and informationally. Sometimes there's just interesting stories about people, sometimes the things that affects all of our lives, that sort of thing. Coming up, a few items from the food news department. First, though, the story of former U.S. Open champion Graham McDowell. Are you familiar with him, ladies?
No.
Very important. He's sort of the European equivalent to Tiger Woods.
I haven't followed tennis in so long. I used to, but...
Golf.
The U.S. Open. I think the U.S. Open is tennis.
I understand. So anyway, he's on his way from the Charles de Gaulle airport and flying on Air France. And he flies from Paris into Manchester, and ready for the golf game? Oh, wait a minute. We lost your clubs. His clubs are gone, and Air France says they are untraceable. This is a set of clubs worth $36,000.
Whoa.
Gonzo.
Untraceable, uh-huh.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can imagine what some of the tweeting is on the Air France situation. But I don't get how you do that. I mean, people lose their bags, and especially with the computer technology today. And then the airlines say, well, we're only exposed for $100. And you charge people $100, but the damn bag in your planes. And you can't protect them?
Right. And how many times have we heard this story where golfers lose their clubs? Clearly, to people working at the airlines know how valuable golf clubs are. You can see the shape of the bag. So they
steal them.
And if this guy's a famous golfer, then you know his clubs are going to be worth something. So people should be watching eBay for the next couple of months, because that's probably where they're going to end up.
Yeah. Lovely. All right. I wonder how many of you study the hair on your body. When's the last time you studied, Victoria, the hair on your body?
Can't say I do that a lot.
Legs.
Not the top of my list.
Right.
How often do you have to shave your legs, ladies?
If I'm not being lazy, once a week.
Once a week. Use electric or a regular?
No, a regular razor.
What about you, Kara?
Yeah, I guess the same if I'm not being lazy. In the summer, probably a little bit more. I'm not dating anyone, so I'm not really too concerned about it.
Yeah, in the summer, maybe twice a week. My hair doesn't really grow that fast, so I'm kind of lucky in that sense.
Wait a minute, hold on a second. It depends on whether you're dating somebody as to whether you shave your legs.
Don't you try and look nicer if you're dating someone?
Of course.
Otherwise, it doesn't really matter.
Let it all hang if you're not dating anybody.
I shave. Yeah, I shave with an electric razor when I'm with somebody, and I shave with a regular straight edge when I'm... Yeah, okay, I get it. By the way, did you know that I actually have counted the hair on my face? There are somewhere between 10 and 20,000 hairs on the average man's face. And if you have a mustache, the average mustache has 600 hairs on it. I was thinking about this with looking at a picture of John Bolton and how revolting he is. And I find one of the things that I find revolting about him is his mustache. Albert Einstein had a mustache for 50 years. He decided that he thought it made him look intelligent. I think, do you have to feel good about yourself in order to be or to acknowledge your own intelligence? Do you have to feel intelligent to be intelligent?
Well, it's like why most, I don't know, some men wear bow ties because they think it makes them look smarter.
Look more Italian. Yeah, I think they, right. Exactly. I think you're right about that.
I always think the opposite whenever I see someone wearing a bow tie.
Totally.
I just think of kind of preppy frat bros.
What do you think of people? All right. So what do you think of men and women who wear nose piercings or special...
It's fine. Yeah.
Why? Do you have one?
I don't really think either way about that kind of stuff.
Really?
I think most
about hair or the that sort of thing, nose things?
I mean, about nose hair or about...
nose hair.
The
things that the people stick diamonds in their nose or they stick little...
Yeah, I don't care. I also grew up with a father whose entire body is covered with tattoos. And I've seen him without facial hair maybe two times in my life. So that's a very normal thing. I've got multiple piercings in my ears. I don't have a nose piercing, but that's just because my nose is kind of big. My mom told me when I was younger, she was like, "Do you want to draw more attention to that?"
No.
My mom is wonderful, but she has kind of a backhanded way of saying things sometimes. So I never got one. But
you've had a complex that you have a big nose ever since.
Everyone in my family, we do call it the Shillin nose, because whether you think it's big or not, it does have kind of a bump on the top, and so everyone in my family has that. Yes, I probably do have a complex now. Thank you, Mom. But I also think people my age who grew up in the city and you're used to seeing a lot of weird things, having a nose piercing is like the most minimal thing that you can have. It's really not noticeable to most people.
Right. Let's be honest. Meghan Markle's mother has a nose piercing and she proudly wore it to the royal wedding. So this is, you know, to us, like to me and to our generation and younger, it's a non-starter. You don't even really think about it.
All right. So anyway, it's just sort of one of those things. I think a lot about it this time of year because you see more of people's bodies. Maybe that's what it is in the
summertime. Are you saying that is there like a judgment or something that you make on someone with a nose ring?
I think it's a little, I would say, standoffish.
Like, if your daughter wanted to get a nose ring, would you be okay with that?
Well,
or?
My son has a lot of tattoos.
I know. I've seen pictures he's covered.
And I remember when he started it, when he was in college, and he was, I think, 19 or 20 when he got the first one, and I said, why are you doing that? And he never really gave me an explanation. It took until, well, quite a bit down the road. My son, and this is something what I'm thankful for is that I know my children as well as I do, and I've stayed close to them and want them to be as close as they want to be with me. I ain't going to force them into stuff because you don't force anybody into anything. But I've always wanted them to know that they could tell me, like my son and I had a very serious conversation on the phone yesterday about his best friend. And he comes and shares stuff with me, and I know he's looking for ideas. And he was very forthright telling me how he and his friend sort of jobbed me when they were in college together. And not that I didn't know it at the time, but I thought it was great that he acknowledges it now. Anyway, the point is that his mother he thought his mother was dying when he was a teenager. She lived, until 2011, but this was back in, this would be late 80s, early 90s. And so his expression, I've been told by a couple of different therapists who have talked to him, this was a way for him to experience the pain that he was going through emotionally in a physical way. Because apparently I don't have a tattoo, but they can be very painful depending on where you put them. And so it was a way for him to either express his pain or to experience the pain. And so in the meantime, he got started doing it, and it was something that he continued until his mother. The week his mother died, he had the last tattoo put on. Most of the tattoos that he has are about his mother. And the last tattoo he had put on, his mother actually went to the tattoo parlor with him to see it put on and went through. And then a week later, she was dead. Not because of that, but it was that his expression of concern for his mother, which he didn't always verbalize or couldn't always place, came out through the expression of the designs from the tattoo. That make any sense?
Makes 100% sense.
I would be curious, Carrie, you said your dad had lots of tattoos. I noticed that in pictures I've seen of him. What are they expressions of? Do you know? Have you ever talked to him about what the pictures are and why he decided he wanted to do that?
It's interesting because everybody definitely has their own reasons for doing it. My dad has always just had different phases of his life where he's become...
Your dad looks like an independent thinker to me.
He's become very obsessed with different things throughout his life, so everyone kind of laughs. He's definitely the shopper in the family, the guy who buys stuff, and so that's where I've kind of got my shopping obsessions from. But, I'll blame it on him anyway. But, he didn't have them, and we jokingly say he didn't get any until after I was born, so I was the straw that broke the camel's back. But he's just always liked art, and so he went through this phase of kind of, I guess, buying books with all this kind of cool different mythical or just like different kinds of art, and at one point he got one, and then he got obsessed and he started getting more and more. And so he does have some. He's got one for both of his parents. He's got ones that he kind of jokingly says are us. He's got, it's mostly based on art. Some of them are personal, but a lot of them he just thought that they were cool looking and decided to put them on his body. And so it was kind of interesting you talking about the piercings and how I think you think they stem from, like, rebellion a lot of the time, which it depends on your age. I know a lot of kids will get a nose piercing or an eyebrow piercing or something when they're, like, 15 or 16, and that's their rebellion. Or sometimes older people will get them or dye their hair purple as their rebellion. But I think most people at this point just kind of get things as a fashion statement or because you think it looks cool. Mm-hmm. I have tattoos,
Yeah, I think with tattoos, too, there's a commemorative aspect of it. Obviously, that's what Brendan was also using it as, So every time he looks at a certain piece of art on his body, he's reminded of where he was or what the meaning behind it is, or he thinks of his mom. And I think that's a big part of that for a lot of people. It's very personal.
Yeah, I think you may be right. All right, nice to be able to think about this and to try to figure out some of, maybe these discussions help you understand what it is you may be confronting yourself or with somebody you know with regard to some of these things. It's all about reflection. 45 after the hour. I'm reflecting right now on the status of my body, Victoria's body. I'm not talking about outside. I'm talking about inside. What's going on inside of your body? Do you know what's going on? How heavily processed is the food that you eat? Do you know how much pesticide has been sprayed on the lettuce, the herbicides on some of the fruits? Do you know that? Do you wash it and you think that's cleaning it? Well, sadly enough, all of those things get into the fiber of the fruit and the vegetable, and then it gets into the fiber of your body, and it needs to be cleaned out. It can be. That's what Life Change Tea is all about. It's meant to counteract all of these things that you get into your body from the food that we eat. It's a wonderfully powerful herbal formula that helps heal your body. As a matter of fact, when you go to getthetea.com, look at the various things they have that are all aimed at helping you keep your body clean. I had the old expression, clean, clear, through, and deodorize, too, comes to mind when we think about detoxing our body, something we can do every day very easily with Life Change Tea. Energy, cleansing, all these things together. No fillers, no GMOs. It's all organic. That is a message that is not lost on me, because organic, the term organic, has been bastardized and screwed up by the government. But in this circumstance, this is the real thing. Not available in stores. You have to go to their website, getthetea.com, to order it. All right? Supplement with this. This is a great way for you to maintain your health. GetTheTea.com, go to GetTheTea.com and use the discount code DJV. We'll get the tea shipped to you free. Get ready for a lot more energy and a healthier body. You'll like it because it's easy. It doesn't hurt, as they say. It's helpful. GetTheTea.com, discount code DJV for free shipping. I think you'll be very happy with this product.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Consumer spending on tourist attractions skyrocketed up 22% last summer compared to the previous year. International travel expert Lee Abamonte shares tips for maximizing financial rewards this summer.
With the right credit card, these adventures can also earn rewards for your wallet. My favorite is Bank of America's Premium Rewards credit card. I earn 2 points for every dollar I spend on dining and travel activities like amusement parks and aquariums. If you're enrolled in the Bank of America Preferred Rewards program, you earn an additional 25 to 75% in bonus points on every purchase, which could add up to 3.5 points per dollar on every travel and dining purchase. Also, during the first full weekend of every month, Bank of America cardholders, including premium rewards, receive free general admission to more than 200 cultural attractions through Bank of America's Museums on Us program, making your card the perfect companion for summer fun.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getmorerewards.
Hey, it's Chris from NeuroCoffee again. First, I want to thank all of Doug's listeners who purchased NeuroCoffee since we started advertising. Your response has been absolutely amazing, and we really appreciate all your positive comments. Second, I apologize if you're tired of my voice. I get it. I hate my voice too. But it didn't feel right to hire a professional to fake my passion for NeuroCoffee. It really is a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention and support your brain health. Every cup of NeuroCoffee is enhanced with all natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in clinical trials to prove they work. With NeuroCoffee, you get a brain health supplement and great tasting artisan coffee for as low as 50 cents a day. And as always, if you don't love it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund, and I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Start drinking NeuroCoffee to support your brain health now at GetNeuroCoffee.com. That's GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter.
To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You wouldn't recognize this on its own, but Chucker is so predictable, you know that whatever movie music we have this week will surround movies that are patriotic, and one wonders, I suppose you could consider Independence Day a patriotic movie.
Very much so.
Yeah, it did well.
But I suggest that the movie is heart and soul, I think it's his patriotism. Yeah.
Right. All right. So Independence Day music is, we're just celebrating the movie. It was released on July 4th, what, 10 years ago, 12 years ago? How long ago was that?
1997, Doug.
That long ago? My God. 21 years ago. Woo!
And, you know, Hollywood, big thing is trying to create these event films where, you know, you get mass people to go to a movie on the opening weekend. I've always said the greatest movie-going experience I've ever had in a movie theater was Jurassic Park in 93 when I went to see it at the Ziegfeld Theater in New York City. I went back to the Ziegfeld to watch the opening of Independence Day in 97, and this, to me, is one of my all-time favorite event films because I think the movie completely delivered. There's a few naysayers out there among critics.
Yeah,
and some
it was complete delivery. Absolutely, yes.
But I really think of all the movies that had an awesome cast, Will Smith, Jeff Goldblum, Randy Quaid, Judd Hirsch, Vivek A. Fox, this movie had a great cast. It was infectious fun. You felt very patriotic, and it had repeatability off the charts.
One of the things you'll chuckle at me, I always sort of have noticed, and maybe it's because I knew this guy, but I noticed the character actors that are the glue, you know, guys like, there are any number of, Bruce McGill always comes to mind these days, character actors that hold movies and TV shows together. People that you see but and you know them, but you can't remember their names. Robert Loggia was another one of those who was, and I was pleased to get to know him in his later years. He was a glue guy. And in that movie, the first one, and then even if he, even in the second one, he was a part of it, even though he had dementia. He got to learn his lines, and he still showed up. But the fact that guys like that glue those movies together, the guy that was on Star Trek, that was the second generation of Star Trek. Remember him, Brent somebody or other?
Brent Spinner.
Yeah. Don't you agree
that really those guys... He's really good.
Yeah,
but you know, guys, for people who don't know Robert Loggia, he was the guy. He was a general in Independence Day, but he also was the guy who danced on the piano with Tom Hanks in the movie Big.
Yeah, he did hundreds of movies. He was one of those guys that held movies together. So,
I just want to mention that the sequel to Independence Day, which came out a couple years ago, was so bad and so ill-conceived. It almost tarnished my great memory of the original film.
Well,
but not,
they should have gotten Will Fox.
It was bad. It was bad. It was so bad.
Wasn't good. It was, it wasn't good. All right, Chucker is going to give us some more movie news right after this.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle. It took 15 minutes for you to decide to trim your eyebrows.
Just a little off the top.
Slip and lop off your left eyebrow.
Oh.
And frantically try to paste the brow back on your face.
My favorite brow.
To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 brow-raising minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're back fast.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
Hi, Chuck. What else in the movie news bag today?
One other note of interest I caught. Dwayne The Rock Johnson's new film, Skyscraper, which you can see the trailers to now, comes out July 13th. Tracking at around a $35 million opening weekend, which compared to The Avengers is pretty weak, but it's considered very good for a non-sequel, non-rebooted movie. And it appears that, and I didn't realize, like 90% of everything released now is a sequel or a reboot, so this is an original property.
All right. How did they do the thing with his leg? It's got to be a lot of tricky CGI stuff. He has
a
false
leg. Yeah, it's got to be a lot of CGI. Yeah. I got to be honest, a lot of people said this online, when I watched the trailer for the first or second time, that plot point seems pretty silly. I got to see how it plays out in the actual film. But
I saw that. Leg.
There's enough in the trailer that I'm certainly excited to see it.
Yeah,
I'm a huge fan of Die Hard and the Towering Inferno.
Combination. You got to go see it. It's a rock. It's The Rock. You got to go see the movie. All right, Chucker. Good job. Chuck Curry, pleased to have him with us on the D.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.